Simon Samach Beisif Hey. We get now to the practical laws of the practical rules of Sheva Brachis during the week of Sheva Brachis. Till now, we've talked primarily about Birchas Hasanim under the Chuppah, Birchas Eresed under the Chuppah, two Hasanim together. Now we move on to the week of Sheva Brachis. And as you know, for the week of Sheva Brachis, we make Sheva Brachis. Now there's a mistake that is held by all women and some men, that every Chas and Kala has to have at least seven meals of Sheva Brachis. That's absolutely not true. You need one meal of Sheva Brachis, which is called the wedding feast, so you have Sheva Brachis. For the rest of the week, there's no obligation to have Sheva Brachis. Obviously, it's a nice thing for Chas and Kala to have Sheva Brachis. There's no a number that they have to have, and if you have a Suda, L'kvayda, and the Suda has Panim Chadashais, then you make Sheva Brachis, and there's a minyan. Then you make Sheva Brachis. There's no obligation to have Sheva Brachis. I once heard from a Chassidish Rav, he said the reason that today everyone makes Sheva Brachis every day is sort of to make up for all the Sudas Mitzvah that Hitler took away from us with all the with killing 6 million and so many are gone. So it's sort of we make up for it with Mesameach. Certain truth to it that the survivors, my father included, when they made a Bar Mitzvah, it was a real simcha. They made a chasna out of it, because to them, understandably, having gone through everything they went through to come to a simcha, it's really a special simcha. So it's a nice thing. We try to make Sheva Brachis. People always worry, I don't have enough Sheva Brachis. Who's going to take care? There's no obligation to have 7 days of Sheva Brachis. Nevertheless, it's a nice thing to have. We're going to learn now the halachis of Sheva Brachis, beginning with Sifei. We already learned that you need minyan. You need a minyan of gedolim anytime you do Sheva Brachis. Sifhei, mevarchin birchas chasanim bebeis chasanim. We make birchas chasanim in the beis chasanim. Acha birchas hamazim b'chasudu sudu sheikh lisham. Any meal in the beis chasanim, have to define that. Ve'im avarchim brachasulay avadav leiktanim. And the brach has to be done by Yisrael who's a gadol. Now, what does it mean, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Bebeis Chasanim? Sif Aleph, it said, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Bebeis Hachasim. What does it mean, Beis Chasanim? So, in the Gemara, there's Machlekes Rashi in Taisus. Rashi, in Ksubis, of Zayanam Bebeis, Rashi says, Beis Chasanim is not a place, it's a time. It means during the time that the Chas and Kala have Hashem Chas and Kala, which is the 7 days of the Sheva Brachis week, so we have Birchas Chasanim, but that's it. There's a set of Shulchan Aruch in the bookcase over there. So that's the din of the Beis Chasanim according to Rashi, which according to that it's fairly simple. Now, over there in Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eged Tzeichen Tzu, a Tosfos in Sukkah Chafei, and Tosfos in Sukkah defines Birchas Chasanim, appears to define Birchas Chasanim as a place, Beis Chasanim as a place. In other words, a place where they get together in honor of the Chas and the Kala. And today we have the Ritva on Ksubis, and he says the same thing, that it's the place, it's the market. Later in Sifyud we'll have something to that effect. Simchas Beis HaShayeva is time. The time in HaShayeva, yeah, but it's also a place, you know. So, at any rate.
What do you mean by the place?
So there's a chalufim in Hagim between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. I don't know if all Sfaradim have the same minig, but the Abi Aimer brings that the minig of Achis Sfarad is to make Sheva Brachas only in a place designated for Chas and Kala.
Now, how you define the designation, I'm not sure. Does it mean the house of the Chasan Kala? It seems in the Gemara they used to go to the Beis Chasan Kala to celebrate Sheva Brachas. So I'm not sure exactly, but one thing is for sure. Let's say during the Sheva Brachas week there's a bris in the family. And Chasan Kala show up at the bris. And they sit there for the Suda of the bris. Say, hey, the Chasan Kala here, isn't that great? We'll do Sheva Brachas together with the Suda of the bris. So there's no question, according to the minhag of Anshei Sfarad, that they would not make Sheva Brachas at such a Suda, because it's not a Suda of a Beis Chasan. Chasan Kala happened to be at a Suda of a Bris Milah. The question is, according to the minhag of the Ashkenazim, what exactly the halacha is. In Micha Shloimai, in Rav Shlomo Zalman's Tshuva Svarim, Tshuva Sefer, Chela Gimel, Tshuva Kuv Gimel, Sivim Eischof in the Tshuva, he says that you don't even for B'nai Ashkenaz, if Chasan Kala happened to be at a Bris Suda, you don't say Sheva Brachas, even though they're there for benching, unless your marbe bishvilam a riboy haniker is what he says. You had something in their honor, something that's niker that you're being misameach them. The way Brisson are today, I wonder what's called the riboy haniker. So it's hard to know. You know, in my family, if you have scrambled eggs, that would be a riboy haniker. We usually have bagels and cream cheese, but it's very hard to know what's a riboy haniker. Probably, if you have a special cake that says Simchas Chasan Kala or something, that would be a Rebbe Anikar, and then you would do Bishvila.
That's the case. What we said last week, we have to have
another Chasner. Chasan Kala go to another Chasner. Yes, it's not for them. For them to sit up with the Chasan Kala and no extra brachas, it doesn't cost anything. But to make a separate Sheva brachas at that table would seem to be a bracha l'atala. It would seem to be a bracha l'atala. I saw that when you say the Yeshurim, the Felder, Yester of Maisha, what about by Shalashudas? A lot of times when the Chasan Kala have Sheva Brachas, so everyone's invited, all the Mechutarim are invited, and it's a big Asik to make the Sudas. So for Suda Shlishas, sometimes they just want to do it in the Shul with Shalashudas. We have here sometimes Chasan Kala, because it's just a hassle to make in the house another meal, and then, especially in the winter they just bench the 3:30 and they daven milcha at 4 o'clock, or even if they daven milcha in shalshus at 4:30. So Rafael Beister of Maisha, they have Sheva Brachas in shul every week anyway. That's called Bebeis Chasanim if the Chasan Kala show up. So he writes that Ramesha told him that the Suda has to be made L'kvoyed Chasan V'Kala. You have to announce that there's a Sheva Brachas. Everyone will come to know. It shouldn't be that when you get to benching, you say, hey, there's Chasan V'Kala. It has to be announced as Brachas Chasan V'Kala. And you have to add something in honor of the Chasan V'Kala. The same idea that even if we hold Beis Chasanim is not a place, it could be anywhere, but it has to be a Suda that's Nerach L'kvoyed Chasan V'Kala. So that's the That's the basic rule. So again, the Sfaradim are more machmir on this, and Ashkenazim are a little more makel on this, because we go with Rashi, who says Beis Chasanim is a place, but nevertheless, it has to be a Suda Chasan V'Kala. What? The Sheva Brachas. No, so it says, now he's saying like this. You're looking back at Sif Dalid, which you learned last week. I was learning Sif Hay. Back at Sif Dalid, it said, we said last week there are two things. There's the bracha achrita and there's the sheva brachas. So they have separate dinim. The sheva brachas have all the dinim we're talking about today. And Berachas Hashavara is any time you have a Sudas Chasan V'Kala, even without a minyan, you make the bracha Hashavara when you make a Sudas L'Kvayda. Now, what I'm not sure about, it doesn't come up that often, is when you have Pesach Seder, when someone gets married within a week of Pesach, and you're having a Pesach Seder with a Chasen V'Kala, exactly what you would do to make the Sudas Sheva Brachas. The place can talk about the problem of what to do by Chasen Kala are at the Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas are at the Seder, rather. So I'm not sure how the Pesach Seder could be called the Sudas Chasen V'Kala. It's very, you have a Pesach Seder no matter what. The what you're serving is basically matzah and maror and charoses and little karpas, and then when it gets close to midnight, you start eating a little food also. What? Invite them a chutan. You never would invite them otherwise. That's for sure. So yantiv, you can have a more elegant meal. In Shabbos, you have a more elegant meal. The Pesach Seder is a scripted meal. It's for the most part. What? Yep. Okay. So I don't know what you would do exactly to make it a Sudas Sheva Brachas. Maybe you're right. Inviting the Chutanim makes it more elaborate.
They don't have a partner with the prices.
What?
So that's
what the place can talk about what to do. You're not allowed to be Moisif HaLakaisis. Okay, by the Seder we drink Arba Kaisis. You're not allowed to be Moisif on the Arba Kaisis. What does it mean you're not allowed to be Moisif? So between the first, I take the second, and between the first and second kais, Medina de Gemari allowed to add. Aminig is we don't add any kaises between the first and second, and not between the third and fourth. Between the second and third, where we have a suda anyway, we're allowed to be marbe b'kaises. However, the sheva brachis is after benching. And benching is the third kais. So the paiskim struggle with how to do sheva brachis if you're not to be meisif al kaises. We'll learn later in Sif, that you need. I'm sorry, on the second side we're going to learn that you need separate kaises. Sif test. We'll get to it next week. That you need a separate kais. So the Paiskim today say to do the Sheva Brachas on the fourth Kais. Let's the bench on the third Kais. And then say the Halal afterwards. You get to the fourth Kais to be the Sad the Sheva Brachas on the fourth Kais. That way you sort of avoid the whole Shiloh.
I'm not sure if it's one after
So the Suda after your competition, but it would be like any weekday night, not necessarily the minig to have an elaborate suda. Chassidim have a minig to have a what they call Yom Kippur suda after Yom Kippur. I don't know. I've never seen it in our circles. I never even heard about it until I got married. My parents always have something light after Yom Kippur, and my wife was horrified. She said by them they have a big elaborate fleishig meal after Yom Kippur, and I had never seen it in my life. By you the Hetzter then? Your father had a fleishig meal but after fasting 24 hours, how do you eat a fleishig meal? Okay.
What's the minig now? Husband
and wife. The minig? It always follows the husband, except when the wife insists. It's then it follows the wife. So, so it's interesting. We discussed the chavilas, and I guess there's just no eitzah, so we have to be misadur ala kais. Chavilas is because nirolav kamasa. If you can't, not allowed to eat a kais, it's not. Nirolav kamasa means looks like a burden. That you're bunching it together, and
maybe
don't make shabbat. If there's a chiyush, it's not less nirolav kamasa to not do it at all. You might as well do it on the kais, on the fourth kais. Because the chavilas chavilas, you can not do it at all. That's a contradiction. Because it's better to do it chavilas than not do it at all. The whole thing is it's a masa. So here you're going to throw it away totally. It's not better. Assuming there's a chiyah, but if there's no chiyah, then you're right. Okay, at any rate, this is the... The sacred yontif. They have what?
Elaborate
suda. Okay, so that seems to be a minig. I'm not sure. But it says he did it because he went out to Shalom. It doesn't sound like all of Klal Yisrael did it. It sounds like only the Kohen Gadol did it. So maybe a Hasidim, they consider themselves the Kohen Gadol. Okay, that's Sifei. Let's see Sifei. All right, this is something that's confusing. I'll explain why it's confusing. But the question, when it's a first marriage for Chasan Tala, everyone knows you do 7 days of brachas. When it's not a first marriage for one, the other, or both, what's the din? So first let's know what it says here, and then we'll get to where it can get confusing. Ad ka sivav, ad kama bavarchim brachasu. Imoya almoin shenos almona. Now the language almoin and almona is lavdafka. Garish and agrush is the same thing. It means a second marriage for both. Bavarchim oisa b'yom rishon bilvad. There's only one day of shevras. Now we're going to have to define what one day means. Does it mean the wedding day plus, or does it mean just one day? But only one day in Bachar Shnas Almana, Alma Shnas Basula, if either one of them is its first marriage, then Mavarchad Isa called Shivya Meyam Yishta. So you get a full 7 days if either one is a first marriage. If for both it's a second marriage, then there's one day of Bracha. Now the Ramah is important, we'll get to it afterwards. But first we'll talk about this concept of a second marriage on both ends. Now, first of all, the reason it's confusing is because there's a mitzvah of simcha shloisha yamin. The Gemara says the mitzvah is to be mesameach ima 3 days. So bracha is 1 day, and mesameach ima is 7 days. The Gemara brings that shaktu chacham al tkanas b'nei Yisrael that they should get married on a Thursday. So he'll be mesameach ima. He's going to want to go to work. There's no sheva bracha. It doesn't feel like. He's going to go to work, so you get married Thursday, and then Friday is already the first day, and then Shabbos you don't go to work anyway. See, mesameach ima shloisha yamim. But there's a simcha shloisha yamim, and there's a bracha of 1 day. That's the halacha.
When do you start counting?
What?
When do you start counting?
Oh, so when do you start counting? So let's see chalkas mechayik gvav, and this is a very touchy topic. Chalkas mechayik gvav, yamishim bilvad. Okay, what he says, the Beis Shmuel says as well, just says it more concisely. Kosova Rosh, Yuma Kama, what does it mean 1 day? Yesh Befarshin, Suda Kamaisa. You hear this? Some say it's only the first meal, the meal after the Chuppah. Chen Kosova Torah, Kolaimer, Im Achlu Biyar Mishin Harba Pa'amim, Eim Avarchin Sheva Brachis El Besuda Rishayna. So the Shita of the Rosh is one meal, the wedding meal, and that's it. But Besula, of course, if it's a first marriage, Vadim, Lo Yachlu Bar Alayla, Vadim Mavarchit Sheva Brachis, Lo Garmi Panam Chadashis. A Besula needs Panam Chadashis. The wedding meal is the same as Panam Chadashis. Kim de Kati Lo Yachlu, Benei Achop, Chekos of Rosh Vator. Of a Ba'alma Shnos Almana Biyayim. Here's where it gets tricky. If you make a wedding before Shkia, a June wedding, so you make a wedding before Shkia, this is the wedding meal. They made the chuppah v'baydayin, and they didn't eat till the night. Even the wedding meal, the Chalkas Mechaikik says he's mesupik if you make sheva brachas. Maybe it means only the day that they got married. And on the one hand, the first day, even ate many times. Or maybe that's one sad that it's only the first day. Or maybe Yaymechad is the first meal. Who had dinner mafla be Yaymishin? Beze gimel pamim. A mevacharak sudu vishayda. Bayim b'tshuva. The sugi shalarab menachem Azaria. That's the Ramami Pano. Sheherach b'zeh. Gab keimah. Gab b'zeh v'aguda b'zeh. He doesn't task it. He's mesopik if by a second marriage is it a din in the first day. So l'kula l'chumra. That the first day even many meals. But if the first day passes without a meal, that's it. Or does it mean the first meal, just the wedding meal? Now this creates a problem because when people plan a wedding, it's not a second wedding. People are not so usually it's not a big island. People are not accustomed to it, and they don't realize that they can mess up if they make the chuppah before shkia and the meal at night. They run into this suffix whether it should be sheva brachas even at the wedding meal. See, look in the Pisrei Tshuva. Many brachos of Atalia. In the second column, it says Ayin Seif and Beis Meir. It's broken up. He talks about the Shaila in Pisrei Tshuva Yud, and there's a break, and then it's a new paragraph by you also, right? Yeah. Vayin B'Seif and Beis Meir. Hevi Divrei Chalkas Malika Go BeShmuel Hanal. The one we just learned. Kosev Azel L'Chein Roy Shaloi Nasais Nesuin Da Almain VaAlmana At Samach L'Chashecha. Ashiyasu asuda miyad ruba biyayim. That one or the other, either do the everything mibayayim, or do the nesuin of the nesuin very close to the evening, so that the yichud goes into the night. That's what he says, and it skips the parentheses. Chay mas b'shuva sabach, b'shamur the minig b'dinas pailin, oisin afchupis besulais. Bei Milcha Lamariv Samach Lalayla, Chaim is in Nayigin. Vasuda Rishayda Shachas of Akala Meshu Shminum Levad Shumiyan Akara Chupa. Now you have to know, our meaning of weddings was not the meaning in the Ashkenazi communities, and still in Europe today, it's done differently. They do the Chasna during the daytime. They have a break, the Chupa during the daytime. They have a long break, and a number of hours later, they come back for the meal. The meal in the evening. And everywhere in Europe, I was at a wedding in Zurich once, and it was that way, and I went to Belgium, I was at a wedding, and it was this way. And in London also. The lesson Americans have to know is whatever time they call the evening Suda for, when you get there, the waiters are starting to set up. I've been there, done that. They said, 8 o'clock, sharp. Come at 8 o'clock, they're just putting the tablecloths on the table. And the Suda goes very late into the night. And that's the way the Misameach. Now, it would be fascinating to us that there's a Chumas Rabbi Kiva Eger. He was asked, is it mutter to do a chuppah at night? It was so far ingrained in Klal Yisrael that all weddings were by day. Rabbi Kiva Eger is asked in a shaila, and he prints a tshuva, and the tshuva says, Rabbi Kiva Eger, is it mutter to do a chuppah at night?
Like
maybe, yeah, there's a minig that a gittin we only do by day, even though there's no din at the Gemara. It's a minig by Klal Yisrael, do it by day, similar to a din. So maybe the wedding also, it's creating a chasna ish, maybe only b'yayim. So he... First he writes, in the Gemara you don't find by day, by night. And then he writes, oh, we find it one place. There's one place in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a man who gives a handful of coins to the woman for Kedushin, and she can't see how many coins. So the Gemara says, he gave her coins. Does she mask him? He says, what do you mean? She sees. So the Gemara says, either he gave it in a bag, or he gave it Belilo, and it was dark, and she can't see what she got. What? The Gemara says, I Belilo. So that's the only place in Gemara that he could come up with, I think, maybe he found another place, that you do a wedding by night. So it was such a far thing. The chuppah was by day. Chuppah. That Gemara is Kedushin, you're right. That Kedushin was creating an Eish Yisish. That was really a Shaila. So they did it by day. But, and anyway, they did it at night. Now we know we do it at night, and we always have chasnas by night, and You know, I think in smaller communities the weddings are less frequent, and it's just people take off in the afternoon when there's a simcha in the community. It's a big simcha. So that's the Rambam. I want to get to that. I said I'll get to it in a minute. But anyway, the bottom line of this base mayor, Chacham Eda Baraisha, you have to be aware of it ahead of time when planning a wedding. If there's a second wedding on both sides, to do what the base mayor said, and to do the chuppah either mamish at night, we're not makbid. Base mayor came from a community where they always did it by day. Says lashon is to do it samach l'chashecha. Do it right by shkia or whatever your whole night is, and then the yichud will be by night, and it'll be called that they got married at night. So this is the halach of almay shana salmana, that we're mesupik what it means b'yom rishon. Doesn't mean the calendar day, and then if shkia passes, it's too late. Or does it mean suda rishayna, the wedding meal, and then you could do it? And therefore, a person should try to avoid coming to the shayla. Now, this is amishin asamana. Get to the Ramah and Sivav. Back up to the Ramah. The elu zayin yamim. How do you count the 7 days? Maschilin. It begins biyad la'ach sheva brachis sheberach berishayna. It begins after the 7 brachis that you made in the beginning. And we didn't do the first sheva brachis under the chuppah. So it starts from the sheva brachis right there. From there where it starts is a meis lais. Let's see what the mafarshim say. The chalkas machaikat zayin mesila miyad lacha sheva brachis lafuki shaloyna b'shishchilu zayin yimei nishta b'yachilu rishayna. Don't think that it starts from the meal that there was us ayin sham klal chavad, because they say b'shem b'yiruchim b'shtaz ma meruba b'derech d'mashal ekchuv asarash. If you push by says the guy Mishem Simi Mishta Kamar, okay, whatever the rest of that is. I want to show the beginning. That it's not connected to the meal, it's connected to the now is it Meis Lais? Let's see the Pischei Tshuva Yud Beis. Back on the first side. All the way in the bottom, Pischei Tshuva Yud Beis. Veschilin Lad Lakasheva Brachis Kasakal Kismachaikak Lafukishloinam Sheschilu Mechilu Yishaina, which is I just read. Va'ayim b'tshuvas k'nesis yicheskel siman samach nishal im lachshayv hani shiva yomim meis leis. Do you count it meis leis, meaning 7 times 24 hours? Ma'ya chuppah b'yayim dalet akachatzais. Let's say the chuppah was in the afternoon of Wednesday. B'varach Hashem brachas gam b'yayim dalet asheni kaidim chatzais. Oy, I mean gam b'zeh mitzaseim kikulay. V'herich b'zeh u'masik de mokim klal loyim edazlinam basa meis leis. That we don't go busser meyes leis. Now the Meshiv David in Siv has a tshuva in Chelak Gimel Tshuva Lamed Vav. He says we never say meyes leis except by either things that are sakana, like it says Yeledes is mesukenes for 3 days, so fasting in Kippur. So sakana we go 3 times 24 hours, or bris milah the baby sick we go 3 times 24 hours. Where it's not a sakana, where it's not a gzeres hakasuv, we always say mitzaseyan kukula. So therefore, now this creates problems. I get phone calls sometimes from a sheva brachas, where people got married, especially again in May and June, where the chuppah is when it's still daytime, and they're planning 7 days of sheva brachas, and the 7th day goes into the night, and where by nightfall, you can't make Sheva Brachas anymore. And sometimes people realize it ahead of time, sometimes people don't realize it ahead of time. And it comes the last day, and it's too late. It's too late.
There's afternoon benching weather.
Benching, right. And benching is always later by Sheva Brachas. So it creates a problem. The halacha is that you can't say a Sheva Brachas only if you get married in the afternoon. I got married Sunday afternoon. So Shabbos, if they wanted Sheva Brachas by Siddur Shlishis, they have to bench before Shkia. or you get whatever day of the week you get married. That day is day one, if it's before nightfall, and you only get six more days. So I've gotten calls sometimes from a restaurant where they're having Sheva Brachis, and someone said they can't do Sheva Brachis. So don't do Sheva Brachis. No. If we have it all planned out, you have to have Sheva Brachis. So, two questions. First, can you do Sheva Brachis in the middle of the meal? Tishki is 8:30, so serve the soup and do Sheva Brachis. They'll bench later. Why is Sheva Brachis tied to benching? So Reb Shlomo Zalman has this tshuva. I was looking for it, and I remember seeing it in the Mincha Shleimai. He says, I don't know why, but it's tied to benching. I'll prove it to you. The Rishayim try to figure out, by the Pesach Seder, how to do Sheva Brachis, because you're not allowed to be Maisef Alakaisis. Why don't they give the eight, sir? You're allowed to be, during the meal, you're allowed to have an extra kais, between the second and third. Why don't they give an eight, sir? Do the Sheva Brachis during the Suda. And then you can do it. It's Mukhrach, he said, that Sheva Brachis is dafka after benching, and therefore it has to be after benching. So the only Eitzah is after the soup they should bench and serve the main dish later. So that's without washing. So maybe it's a Shalom Brachis Shein Tzricha. I guess if people feel bad, it's Tzricha because people feel bad. I don't know. It's... they're not tzricha, you don't need the Sheva Brachis. But maybe if people are going to feel bad, you know, the uncles are going to feel, we spent so much money on Sheva Brachis, it's not even a Sheva Brachis. They'd rather make a Brachal of Atol and feel good, you know, like. So they make multiple phone calls to multiple Rabbanim to try to find the heter. No, after the 7 days, you don't do any Bracha at all. So it creates a problem. So in Mamakim, their place where there's going to be machlaikis, so let them take out a kais and bench, and they may end up making a shakal or a bari priyadama on the meat and potatoes afterwards, but what are you going to do? Ne'er shalom, you'll do it. But again, a chacham made a baraisha, you try to avoid it.
So you feed them the third kais and then the fourth
kais? At the Pesach Seder? Rav Shlomo Zalman Zachros to do it by the fourth kais. So third kais is benching, and then you wait. It's always a hefsek. You say halal, and then you. And I'm pretty sure that's a sakhra. So the question is, does the stuff of shkiyah say? So the hashkafa rishayna is whatever you hold. If you chasidim hold rabbeinu tamzman, see go rabbeinu tamzman. If you hold shkiyah, see out shkiyah. You know, Bein HaShmashis, it's really a little difficult because Bein HaShmashis is a Svek Sveika. But by Brachis, we try not to make extra Brachis. I saw two things printed B'Shem Rav Moshe, nothing written by him. One thing I saw B'Shem Rav Moshe is that if you started the Sheva Brachis before Shkia, you can already finish the Sheva Brachis, even if it goes, the actual seven Brachis, even if it goes past Shkia. Now Rabbi Felder brings, it sounds like a very big chiddush b'shem Rav Moshe. Rabbi Felder, and as he said the Yeshurun, Rabbi Felder from Toronto, he said he once asked Rav Moshe, and it was this type of situation where they played the Sheva Brachis, they got late. Rav Moshe told him that they could say Sheva Brachis until 40 minutes after Shkia, because Sheva Brachis goes b'loshem b'nei Adam. It's still day when it's light outside. Only when it gets dark outside, it's an issue. So Rav Moshe told them that they could do the Sheva Brachis till 40 minutes after Shkia. Now, I don't doubt Rabbi Felder that that's what happened. I just wonder, it's not like Rav Moshe, who held the Ikkers like the Gra. You know, I wonder if it was extenuating circumstances, it was a place where there was Machlaikis, or if Rav Moshe really meant that as a l'chatchilatik psak or not. It's always hard to know when you see a psak b'shem in Adam Gadol rather than he wrote out a psak and published a psak. It's really hard to know how much l'chatchila he meant it, how much shasat chak it was, but look, that's what he brings
And as he said, he's sure, and he has a chelik on in Yonei Simcha.
But the 40 minutes also would depend on how
north
and west you are.
It could be. Many places can. Yeah, okay, it could be. Yeah, this was presumably in Toronto, which is where it gets dark quickly. Now, there is a question in Lamdis. Why is it, by Avelus, we say a double mixa seyem kakulay? By Avelus, it is a kvura in the afternoon. That day is day one. And they have Avelus 5 more days, 6. The 7th day after Shacharis, the Avelus ends. So we say mixa seyem kakulay on both ends. By Sheva Brachis, the first day was saying mixa seyem kakulay. But the 7th day, we go the entire day. So the question is, why we go the entire day, the 7th day? This question was asked to the Netziv in the Tshuvas Meshuv Davar, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Lamed Vav. He was asked, the Shoyel, it seems, which was his son, seemed to want to say that it's a raya that we don't say Mitzvah Kekulei at all by Sheva Brachas, but we do say Mitzvah Kekulei at the beginning, so why don't we say Mitzvah Kekulei at the end? What?
The
he says something like that. He says, "Afushe avelos le'mavshina, afushe simcha mavshina." But it doesn't sound like halachic answer. It sounds more like hashkafic answer. So I tell you, I once saw a pre-show when I was learning Hilchas Avelos, Kyle. So I saw there's a pre-show at the end of Hilchas Avelos. In Avelos, the 7th day we say Nitzaseim Kekulei. The Shloishim, we say Nitzaseim Kekulei. The Yud Beis Chaydish, Nitzaseim Kekulei. There's something called the Shmua Kareiva. Shmua Kareiva is if a person is unaware of Ptira. He hears about it much later. Now, in the world that existed until modern technology, it happened very often that people didn't hear of a Ptira. If I remember correctly, in the Tiras Maisha Parshas Vayishlach, the Chassam Sefer writes that he just heard of the Ptira of Ishvera, Bekiva Eger, which took place on Sukkos. Wow. Sukkos before Bereshis. So Bereshis, Noach, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Taldes, Chesara, Taldes, and Vayetze, Vayishlach. It's 7.5 weeks, or 8 weeks, till he heard about it, because that's the way it was. His wife didn't hear about her own father's Ptira until 7.5 weeks later. So, today, it's possible to find that right away. Now, the halacha is, a Shmua Kareiva means it's within 30 days, so the relative sits a full Shiva. Shmua Rechaika, which is after 30 days, the relative just sits Shah Kala. They take up their shoes, sit on the floor, menachem them, and that's it. That's the whole Avelus. Today, very often when they're elderly people, they lose siblings, so we don't tell them. It's very hard for them to sit 7 days Shiva. So we deliberately don't tell them. And the halacha, you're allowed to not tell them, because Shulchan Aruch says, Vaitzi Dibu Ksil. It's foolish. Why tell bad news? So we wait till the 31st day. I know of one case where it happened with a relative of our family, where it was an elderly woman who lost her sister in Eretz Yisrael. So the 30th day came. The morning of the 30th day, the Shloishim ended, and then they went and they told the sister. So they messed up. The Shloishim Yom of Shmua Rechaika, Shmua Kareiva, we don't say Mitzaseyam Kekula. You need a full 30 days. So the Prisha asks, why? Avelus, you say Mitzaseyam Kekula in the 30th day. And Shmua Rechaika, you need a full 30 days? So he says a very mistavidik of Shad. He says, when do you say Mitzaseyam Kekula? When you do something for a number of days. You practice Avelus. So he practiced Avelus part of that day, so that day counts. Shmua Rechaika, you don't do something for 30 days, you have to wait 30 days. 30 days have to pass. When 30 days have to pass, like a nida on the 7th day, you don't say Nizyam Kekula, you don't go to the mikvah in the morning. What is a nida? A nida has to wait, she has to wait 7 days. Waiting, you can observe something, the same as Nizyam Kekula, I observed it. But waiting, there's no mitzvah kechula. You have to wait 7 days. You have to wait 30 days. If it's just an issue of waiting, you don't say mitzvah kechula. If you're observing something, then you say mitzvah kechula. That's the priest's rule, which is why avelus on the seventh day, you say mitzvah kechula. Bracha shiva yavim, to say shavra 7 days, there's no mitzvah kechula because nothing happened. There was no bracha on the seventh day. No mitzvah kechula. What do you mean mitzvah kechula? Mitzvah kechula is just a din. If during 7 days, you have a suda, you make a bracha. Nothing happened. Bracha and simcha not always abizan. Simcha could be more days than bracha. And therefore, it makes sense that by shavra brachas, we don't say mitzvah kechula. When you reinter, it's only that day. So we don't tell the relatives on the day of Pinat Samais, because then they have to sit shiva. If they don't know about it that day, then there's no then there's no shiva. Right, so this is basically the rules of the 7 days. So two chidushim that we learned today that are not well known, that almon shnasa almana. You should be careful. The chuppah should be after nightfall. So you don't have a shaila about sheva brachas at the wedding feast. Number two, the idea of how you count the 7 days. The way to count the 7 days is totally in the chuppah. The sheva brachas at the chuppah, and from then the 7 days begin. It doesn't seem to be a machlaikis. It's before Ishir in the Rabbah. Okay, the rules of Amishna Samana will pick up on. Let's turn and go. We'll continue with the Yitzhashim. Siv Zayin. Bracha Zu. Shemay Sifan Bebeis Chasanim. We're going to have here the rules of Panam Chadashis. Bracha Zu Shemay Sifan Bebeis Chani. Bracha Achrayna Mishavah Bracha Shu Bracha Sashabara. This is without Panam Chadashis. Even if you have no Panam Chadashis, if you have 10 people at a meal with the chassan, you say bracha achrita after benching. That's the bracha of ashabara. V'yeshaimrim, the Ramah, the af ashabara, eim b'varach al shiva, elok shemazmina macherim, only if they are guests. Avalim oichlish, im b'nei beisai, eim b'varachim, v'chein ha'egin. If there are no guests, it's just a family, so you don't eat any bracha at all. Okay. V'medvar mamur. What? We'll get to that. There are no panim chadashis. Everybody there was at the birchas nesuin. Now listen carefully to the requirement for panim chadashis. We have machlekes mechaber ramah sfaradim and ashkenaz. The mechaber says by medvar amrug sha'ichlin shamim sha'amdu birchas nesuin v'shamu abrachas. It's very clear. If they were at the chuppah alone, just at the chuppah, not eligible to be part of chadashis. That's the Rambam and the Mechaber Shita and the meaning of this Kiva Sfaradim. Once you're at the chuppah, you can't be part of chadashis. Aval mahoyu ha'ichlem acherim. If somebody came to the Shavrach's meal acherim, others, v'loy shabu berchis nesuin b'shas nesuin, and they never heard Sheva Brachis at the time of the wedding, v'varchim b'shvilon achem berchis amazin Sheva Brachis k'zer shabur Shemavarchim b'shas nesuin, v'u sheyia yud. You need panim chadashis, 10 chasim in aminyan. The chasim could be one of the 10, and that's the requirement according to the Rambam Shita. Panim chadashis that were never at a bracha before for this couple, and you have to have a minyan. V'yei shayimim. This is the Rosh Hashita. Shafilu haya b'shas chuppah. Even someone came to the chuppah. V'shamu abrachis. If they didn't participate in the meal, mikri parim chadashis of mavarchim b'shvil and sheva brachas achem birchas hamazon. The mechaber says chen poshet haminig. The yeshayim derma says im hayusham parim chadashis am shein oichlin mavarch b'shvilon laila v'yayim. Okay, that's a separate thing. But there are two shitas: the Rambam shita and the Rosh shita. They argue on the nature of parim chadashis. The Rambam Shita, Parim Chadashis means a chi of bracha. Every yid is supposed to give a chasen kala a bracha, birchas lasan, whatever that means, but every year who's participates, parim chadashis, really them mechuyev to do it. Really the kibbutz should be, you give the parim chadashis to sheva brachas. The language was mevarchim bishvilam. Everyone makes the bracha bishvilam, because of them we make sheva brachas. The Rosh Hashitah is, no, it's nothing to do with the brachas. It has to do with the meal. Somebody that you marba simcha bishvilai, somebody who the meal would be more elaborate because of him, he's panim chadashis, and therefore he counts. Now, there's a gigantic chilek, more than one chilek, between the two shittas. In the Graf al Hashas, there's a piece on the Brisker Rav, that's unusual, it's a halacha shtickle, in the back, and he lists five nafkaminas. The Rambam and Rosh argue about what panim chadashis means. The Rambam says it's a din of the bracha. You have to have someone who's mechuyev to be mevarach chasam v'kal. So someone was there to chuppah, he's not eligible. He was already there. The bracha under the chuppah is for everybody who's assembled. So he's already there. The Rosh says no. It has to do with simcha. Somebody is mesameach chasam v'kal. And therefore, the Rosh says, the panim chadashis has to be a person shemarbev simcha b'shvilai. There's somebody that counts that he's like a yet simcha to the suda. So what they do sometimes, they call the waiter over to be part of chadashos. So maybe like the Rambam, it could be because he's also a yid. They also want to give a bracha on the kal. But we don't like the Rosh, and you can't. There has to be someone marba bishvila. Marba bishvila doesn't mean you get all excited that he's coming, but it means that you would add a place because of him. You would invite him to participate. So this is the difference. I'll read to you the five nafkaminas that the Brisker Rav that they list there. B'shem the Brisker Rav. Then the Stipler on Kilas Yaakov and Subis, he also has a piece with the Machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. He also mentions the nafkamina, which I'll tell you in a minute.
At a wedding, everyone at the wedding was at the chuppah. Everybody was there. And nobody else came to the
so the wedding meal itself is part of chadashis. It's a wedding meal. It doesn't need new part of chadashis. The wedding meal, that's the lashon. Right. So we're talking now about during the week. Because the wedding meal itself is like part of chadashis. It's the chaks. Why you use such a lashon back in this?
If, what? Would be
that
problem in Europe?
I'll tell you very often. I tell people they're not Panam Chadash, I could be Panam Chadash. I say, what do you mean? You're Masada Kedushin, you dance there. I say, yeah, but I wasn't part of the meal. According to the Rosh, if you're not part of the meal, if you're there for the chuppah, usually I go to learn, because if I sit by every way, Baruch Hashem and Yeshiva, I have a lot of chasanis. I go to learn, I come back, I dance a little, I don't sit down and participate in the meal. So I could be Panam Chadash. I wasn't part of the Suda at all. I didn't reserve a seat for myself, and so you could be light for Pashkenazim, at least you could be part of Chadashis. According to the Rambam, once you're at the Chuppah, you can be part of Chadashis.
What happens if you went out before Benji?
What?
What happens if you went out before Benji?
But if you participated in the meal, that's the Psul.
The
Rosh, it's the Suda, the Rambam, it's the Brach. Other Nafkaminas, the Brisker Rav says, is if Shabbos is part of Chadashis, we all know that Shabbos is Panam Chadashis. So he says, like the Rosh, it makes sense. Panam Chadashis, Yemarba Bishvilai. Shabbos, Yemarba Simcha, because it's Suda Shabbos. So Mamela, it makes sense that Shabbos is Panam Chadashis. But according to the Rambam, that Panam Chadashis has to be somebody is Mechayiv in the Bracha, that makes no sense. Shabbos is not Chayiv in the Bracha. So Shabbos is an Afkamina. He says, also a cut. Could a cotton count as part of chadashis? So, I mean, in stomach cotton, not, but a cotton that you marba bishvila. You know, the oldest grandchild comes, he's 10, 11 years old, but you're happy he's there. So, yeah, like the Rambam, that he has to be chayiv and brachis, he's not chayiv and brachis. According to the Rosh, that you marba bishvila, so maybe, you know, it depends. If it's a simcha, to invite them, then that's also.
It has to be pizza.
Frankfurt is and French fries. I notice when they have a separate meal for the little kids, a lot of the adults gravitate towards the kids' table. But so these are three that don't count like the Rambam. If you want the Chuppah, Shabbos, and Katan. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, it's really not important that the Panim Chadashis eat at the meal. If they come there, they don't really eat at the meal. They come there, participate. They eat a little, a little of this, a little of that, but they have to be part of the meal. But they didn't wash at the meal. So, like the Rambam, it's not a din in the meal. It's a din in the brachas. So, if it's a din in the brachas, even if they didn't participate in the meal, if it's a din in the in the suda, so they have to be part of the suda.
He has to have washed it. Someone didn't wash.
It's probably, according to the Rambam, it's enough to participate in the meal. What does it mean to participate? You don't have to wash to participate. And the other dafka mean is emar b'bishvila. You're talking, you want to call over the thing. Somebody told me, I saw sometimes they have shavuot by day, they wait for the mailman to come down the block, for a mailman. They say, come in a couple of minutes, we need panim chadashis, and the mailman is the panim chadashis, or the security guard by the yeshiva, they call him in. To be panim chadashis. So like the Rosh, if you're not married to Bishvilai, it's no good. According to the Rambam, he says, yeah, he's mechuyav and brachas. If he's participating in the meal, then he also counts. So I think so. My understanding is that even if you didn't wash, you can still be part of the panim chadashis. You find in the Likud Svarim, they quote different sources one way or the other, all pretty much from Piyashmua. My understanding is, if you're part of the meal, in today's world, you're part of a meal whether you wash or not. The meal is not kavua on bread. In the old world, there used to be maybe that they were kavua on bread. Very often, the chasen kali ask me if they have to wash. Shabbos is not a prison. It's not a it's not an obligation. It's a simcha. If the chasen kala are, if it's a sudas chasen kala, and they're sitting up front. And they're there, so what's the difference? They do wash, they don't wash. There's still a sudas chas of the kallah, and it should be fine. You do need seven people to wash. You can never bench with a shame. You need not six. Minyan needs six, but benching needs seven. It needs a reiv haminker, a reiv haninker, which is 7 out of 10, 2/3, and therefore that's what you would need at the panim chadashis. So here it's a third. A third nekuda, very halacha l'maisa, all three, the definition of panim chadashis. In Sif Ches, he says what I just told you, which is the shita of the Rosh, Yeshayimrim. He brings it b'shem Yeshayim because the Rambam doesn't hold this way. In Baragayla, it says Taisus for a Rosh. Yeshayimrim, Shayim, the Krav HaChadash, Elm Ken Heim B'nei Adam Shemar Ben Bishvilan. Unless the people that you would be marbe b'shvil, now marbe doesn't mean you roll out a red carpet, it means you would add extra seats for them. They're considered to be participants in the simcha. Lafuke, like I said, the waiter or the security guard that you would never invite, only because you need panim chadashis. Yeshayimrim, Shabbos, v'yantiv rishon v'sheni, habakamanu chadashis, p'suda salayla v'shachris. Avaloi b'suda shlishis, but b'shal shundis, you need panim chadashis, chayim poshir aminik. Now, the Ramah says, "Asham nogu v'dina seilu levar shem abrachas suda shlishis." Efsher, mishum deregilin lavei panim chadashis. Yeshayim b'tam deregilin lidrash. V'adrasha have a panim chadashis. Everyone's so happy with the drasha that creates panim chadashis. So, Aruch HaShulchan has a beautiful shtickle here. He says, "Why should suda shlishis be different than the first two sudas of Shabbos?" He says, because the derech is, by Suda Shlishis, no one's hungry. So Suda Shlishis is not a festive meal. You have a bokal with a few potato chips, and what do you eat already by Suda Shlishis? He says, when they make a Sheva Brach, it's a meal that's the Ptaka Marba Bishvilai, they add foods, the Lekavit the Simcha. The Rosh HaShulchan says, that's why Windayik, to consider it to be panim chadash. Interesting that the Mechaber brings this all b'shem Yeshayimrim. Kilu, the way the Brisker Rav says, that it's not the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita that Tzachi of Bracha is this wouldn't apply. Now, one Ha'ara I want to add, I'm not sure if it's Lamaiso or not. Sometimes you have a Sheva Brachas. People today don't like to wash. Even people who wash don't always see the Kazayas. This Shabbos, I had at the Shabbos Suda, we had a pretty large Shabbos Suda. I gave someone to bench. He said, Pliny, one of the guests, is a Kayan. I told him, Pliny didn't need a Kazayas. Look at his Hamoitzi. He didn't need a Kazayas. He can't lead a benching. It's not. A lot of times, you can't even bench. If you don't eat a Kazayas, so you can't bench. Very often in Sheva Brachas, people don't eat. He's supposed to eat a Kabeya because of the Bracha on Tehillat Yedaim needs a Kabeya. But the benching needs a Kazayas. I noticed at the very fancy weddings, which are very expensive, they try to save a little money on the Bilkuluch. You ever notice? They save money on the Bilkuluch and the soda. You can't get soda unless you wait online. Who's going to wait online for a cup of soda? They don't put soda on the table. And they give these tiny little French rolls, which sometimes about the size of an olive or so. So, now this is my hour. A lot of people don't wash for Sheva Brachas. So it says you need seven. The bench, you need seven. Ramosha has a ha'ar in his tshuva, and I don't know what to do about it. Ramosha is probably a das yachid, but he says the following. He says, when you say rubai kikulai, let's say you want to do kriyas hatayra. You have six people who miss kriyas hatayra, you want to do kriyas hatayra. So 6 out of 10 is good enough. Ramosha writes, it's only 6 out of 10. We're benching 7 out of 10. If you have 30 people and 7 of them are mechuyev in benching, Ramay says there's no Rubai Kekulai. If you have 10 you don't need Rubai Kekulai. 10 is chayv. But if you're saying Rubai Kekulai, you need Rav of the assemblage. So the idea that you bench Mizumin with 7, that's 7 out of 10. If you have 15 people at the meal and 7 washed, so Ramay says there's no Rubai Kekulai. Rubai Kekulai has to be Rav of those who are there. Now, at Sheva Brachas, it sometimes happens that a lot of people don't wash. Some people just don't want to wash. Some people, in case it drags on, they want to leave early. A lot of people don't wash. And if you have 10 to wash, you're always good. But you have to have, for sure, 7. According to Ramesh, it has to be rave, at least of the men, the bar mitzvah men that are there.
Does it make the Sheva Brachas the Brachal of Atala or only benching?
Well, benching is not a bracha of a talk, so you have to bench even b'chidus. It's the mezumin, the mezumin, which maybe does have a dim bracha. It's not so clear. But
if you don't have the 7, so you can't bench for
Elokeinu,
you just have a
mezumin,
why you can't say
Sheva Brachas? Right. Sheva Brachas is totally in the halachis of benching. When there's a Elokeinu, then you say Sheva Brachas, when there's not, you know. It's totally in there. So, you need a kazayas of bread, and it has to be b'tayach achilas pras. So, someone ate a little, you tell him you have to eat more. He has to now. He has to eat a kazayas, and you know, it's I don't know. People are very very funny about it sometimes. I don't know. You know, they want to share a kazayas. Also debatable. Alright, so we learned three very practical halachas, Amishnas Almana, the counting of the 7 days, and most of the Din of Apadam Chadash, the rest we'll get to next week.